What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Welcome back. Jeremy Cunn, Ed North. It's the Big Bad Morning Show. Rob Long's off this week. We welcome in a good friend of the program, former co-worker, Mark Viviano. I know you're doing some stuff with Casey Cares, Mark, but first, how are you, man? It was great to see you on Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday down in Little Italy, gathering with you fellas for a good cause. And always appreciate those opportunities to help out in the community. And I know more times than not, I'm going to see you guys out there too. 105.7 The Fan does a great job of supporting those in need in our community. So, and the conversation's always lively. So,
good. Yeah, there were a lot of good stuff going on. Go ahead, Ed.
It was. It was an interesting evening, to say the least.
Of course, we gather on a night where the manager of the Orioles was fired, and that became the topic of much conversation. And It gets so beyond what has happened, you know, that Brandon Hyde gets fired as this team continues to wallow. And guys, I've covered sports in this town for more than 30 years, and this is an arc that I've never seen before, that mm-hmm. a team yeah. completely rebuilds and is better faster than anyone expected, then quickly turns terrible. Certainly faster than anyone would have believed. Now, it's not to say that this isn't salvageable. This year probably isn't, but I mean that this whole direction and this whole idea of who they are and what they're trying to become. But I cannot think of a greater turnaround of a team that just had the arrow pointing up and suddenly has just come crashing down. It's been obviously, I'm not in the day-to-day anymore as I am retired, but I'm observing this just amazed at what's been going on.
It's stunning. And, you know, and last night, they struck out 13 batters. 13 times they struck out last night. Like, it wasn't by one pitch, it was dominant. It was, you know, 7 by the starter, 6 by everybody else who came in. They just, I'm with you. It's stunning to see a team that, you know, wins 192 games in 2 seasons. One of the favorites to go to the World Series this year, and now is if it wasn't for the Rockies, they'd be the worst team in baseball.
Yep.
Dan O'Dowd, the former general manager of the Rockies, was on the MLB Network yesterday, and he has said, and he said it again yesterday, there is a systemic problem in the manner in which they are developing players, and the strikeouts, which you mentioned, certainly are the most frustrating part of trying to watch an Oriole game and enjoy it, because these are, you know, with the exception of a few of the young guys, mm-hmm. these are guys who've already proven that they can hit in the big leagues, but now they're not.
Yes.
And when the manager was fired, this is after they changed out they don't even just have a hitting coach anymore. They have like this team of coaches and an offensive coordinator. It ain't working.
No.
Whatever they're teaching is not being learned or applied. I can't watching their games and the number of strikeouts is truly painful. And you get, I coached the 7-year old, the coach pitch team last night. I coached 9 and 10 year olds, and that happens, you know. but at this level, completely unacceptable. And from what Mike Elias was saying in his press gathering yesterday in Milwaukee, it seems that he is just as flummoxed as everybody else. And that's a problem when you're the general manager.
Yeah.
Because it's your project that is failing, and it's your job to fix it. And I like Mike, and I really appreciate what he's done, but he is in a tough spot now because he has led this organization down a road he did not anticipate would be the dead end that it's become right now.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Mark, when do your 10-year-olds go through arbitration? Is that another year or two, or when are you dealing with that?
There's no arbitration. Yeah, but these kids are aware of the new age of the world. Like my son told me one time, "Hey, Dad, I want to play college football." I said, "You do? Where?" He said, "Well, first at Maryland, and then Georgia, and Michigan, then Ohio State." It's like they're used to seeing that kids just move to school. So it's a
perfect time to do it now, world. Right? Yeah,
got the portal.
Different world.
Hey, Viv, before we get into the event with Eric DaCosta and Casey Cares, let me ask you about analytics, because the thing we did on Saturday, it got brought up. I talked to Bordy a little bit. What was that Monday we had him on?
Yeah.
And because Mike Bordick showed up at 6 o'clock on Sunday, said, "Where are you guys at?" as he missed.
Oh, he did.
Yeah, it was great. But no, like he said something that I think is fair, that the Orioles are too analytical, because when people complain about analytics, I go, it's just information. Like you're mad when people say, "Well, it was a hard hit ball and it was right at somebody." The reason it was right at somebody is because the analytics that are used for defense. What are your thoughts? Do you, because I know you're a baseball guy, what do you think of analytics?
Well, I think it could be over relied upon. And I think you're right. It's information. It's information that can go into a mix of how you apply expectation and training. It's useful. It's not to be discarded. But if you rely too much upon it, then you start to lose some of the aspects of the game that require just human intuition and ability and adjustment. I think it's all good, but in the right dose. It's like, you know, I like ice cream, but I'm not going to eat 3 meals of it. It's like, okay, there's probably a place for it, but let's find the right place and maximize its impact in what we're trying to accomplish here. So I think that's what happens. And I think it comes up in this conversation regarding the Orioles, because Mike Elias has brought in a team of analytic experts, because the Orioles, under Dan Duquette prior to him, were empty in that category. They had nothing. They were in the dark ages. So he brought it forward. And when it worked in a rebuild, it was applauded. And when it's failing now in trying to build a regular major league contender, it's now questioned, which is fair. I mean, yeah. I think they're trying to seek the right dose. They needed to overdose to get it up, and now they probably need to turn it down to get themselves a better major league quality team. I don't know the answer to that. That's his job. That's why they get paid all the money. But it's clearly not working in the mix that they're using it right now.
So, Mark, I want to talk about this. Mark Viviano joining us here, this fireside chat with Eric DeCosta. You guys, June 18th, 2025, that's this year, 6 p.m., Prime Rib Patio at Live Casino and Hotel. You guys are sitting down with Eric DeCosta. Tell us a little bit about the event. And I know, again, there's 60 tickets, so I like this. We just had one of these events where it's very, I guess, intimate's the word to use, but I love those events where you kind of get to talk to everyone.
Yeah, small setting, which I think is especially intriguing to fans who, you know, you want some insight into the team that you support. And, you know, you can go to the stadium and sit with 70,000 other people or go to the training camp sometimes if you get a ticket, you know, and there's 10,000 other people. But this is one room, food and drink, a max of 60 people will be there, and it's an opportunity. I'll be there as the host. Eric and I go way back. When he moved here to Baltimore, he and I both lived in Federal Hill, and we were neighbors, and he was just a scout, and you know, got to know him and his wife, Lacey. They're just good people. And his story itself is remarkable. This is a guy who sent out letters when he graduated from college. He played Division III football, sent a letter to every NFL team saying, "I'll do anything." The Washington Redskins and the Cleveland Browns answered him. And the Browns said, "Yeah, you can come hang out in our office, but we're moving to Baltimore." He moved there. He became like the coffee boy for the head coach, and he would run out to the airport to pick up players. Now he's a general manager and a darn good and successful one. That story alone is remarkable. But again, a chance for fans to sit down and just, you know, hear some of his insights into how he does his job, why he picks the player he does, what he's learned from his mistakes. Eric's a very forthright guy. I mean, he's great. He's a great talker. He's got great stories. And remember, this is all to benefit Casey Cares. And I know you guys have done work with Casey mm-hmm. and her group before just to help critically ill children and their families, to offer them opportunities for entertainment, just for to be kids, even though they're dealing with some really horrible situations, and to help their families deal with the pressures that come with having a child who is critically ill. So Casey does great work. I'm aligned with them and love being able to help them. I have two healthy children, and I feel so blessed for that anything I can do for those children and their families who need attention, help, and opportunities to get away from the pain of what they're suffering, I'm all in. And this is just one opportunity where those who can come and hear Eric DeCosta on June the 18th, go to caseycares.org, get more information. And I hope to see some folks out there. I think we'll really have a good time.
Absolutely. Great people, great calls. And Mark, I don't want you to slight yourself with Eric DeCosta's success. You gave up a TV career to become a baseball manager. You remember that. So it's pretty good stuff, man.
A volunteer one at that. The best part about it is bailing water off a field soaked by a rainstorm to save a day so kids can play baseball. And I, guys, the sick thing is I love it. Just love it. And you guys are dads too, so you know what it's like.
That's awesome, Mark. Thanks so much for your time and all the best for with the event with Casey Cares. It's a great call, so appreciate it, man.
Hope to see you guys again soon.
Do well, man. Good to see you.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.